Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you just finished the interview with Ina Segal and that you enjoyed it. This is going to be part two of that series, and I'm so excited to bring it to you. I truly hope you guys get a lot of understanding of energy work and how this all ties into this beautiful life that we have, and that this is some kind of inspiration to you. So let me know, shoot me an email and tell me your thoughts. And as always, sending you guys all of my love, and we will talk soon. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this. You are worth it. And you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in.
I want to, if you don't mind, I want to share a story with you about how I found your book and just like my experience super quick. But so I have this deep belief, and I think that you might agree with me on this, that some of us have some gifts, some of us don't, but all of us can acquire them. And I find that as children, we shy away from some of the stuff because maybe someone was like, oh, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? Like, you know, what's wrong with you? Or just don't talk about that, right? Like all those things come up, and these kids are so intuitive and they have so many gifts, and they're being blocked at all directions. So one day I was at church with my daughter, and she was acting a little funny. And we got back in the car afterwards, and I was like, what's going on? And she's like, well, you know, when you got up, I had gotten up for a brief moment in the front at that day. And she said, when you got up and you started talking, and I was crying because I was feeling very spiritual and very connected. And she said that she could see an orange light around me. I mean, she was like eight. Okay. So I was like, oh, so really? And did you see that orange light around anyone else? And there was one other person that she did see it that day. And we just kind of talked back and forth. And I don't see those things. I don't have, at least I haven't at that moment, been able to tap into that side of seeing colors. And you talk so beautifully about colors. So what happened was then I went into one of my groups that I love. And I said, hey, I want to help my daughter with this. She's, you know, she's seeing auras, and I want to be able to help her and encourage her and, you know, show her some guidance. And I don't know how to do that because this is not something that I'm good at or I have experienced. And they told me to get your book. And so that's how I first found your book. It's a few years ago. And it's funny because she'll read over the color stuff. Like there's a portion in the back just with the colors. And we took it camping with us, like even a couple months ago. And that was what we read in the camper, like in the evening time. But she just loves to like read all those. She even told my husband, she's like, Mom, I think we need to get Dad some other color clothes because he wears black and gray all the time. It was just so adorable, like to see something that I can share with her on that side of things where I don't understand everything. I don't have to understand everything, but I know there's something else to it. You know, and I want to like provide that for her. And I just found that to be such a beautiful connection for us to share together where she could learn too, you know, and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. So she told me, I could tell you that I've never told anybody that because she likes to keep it private, but she is feeling into it now that she can do that, you know, and she's feeling pretty more confident, we'll say, that that's something that she can do sometimes, you know, not all the time, but yeah, isn't that wonderful though?
Right. It's a great thing, and children should be encouraged, you know, with their own, because children do essentially often have deeper connections spiritually and naturally, you know, without trying, and they're also, you know, the sensitivity is really strong and their creativity. So I want to encourage that. And it does remind me, you know, one of the things that I was doing with my children when they were young, we'd constantly talk about color. So, you know, they took for a little bit of time, they were in the same room when they were little. And before they went to bed, you know, they'd fight and, you know, start doing all sorts of things. It'd be like, okay, we're in bed and now we're going to imagine blue because blue is really calming and we're going to breathe blue in. And then, you know, so every night we had this learning about color and work with each color. They actually even ended up creating some audios for children for color healing. And that I should have on my website soon. Wow. And when they were children, so they, yeah, so it was really interesting because they, one day, my daughter would have been, I don't know, maybe four, and she came home from kinder, and she stood there, and with her little foot, she went, "I'm not happy." And then I saw my son, who was, he's like, just under 3 years older, run from another room. And he is like, "Edge, quick, look at pink. You're going to be happy because mom said that pink makes you happy." And she said, "But I'm wearing pink." And he's like, "Look at yourself." And then she looked at herself and she's like, "Yes,
that's so awesome." That's what one of the things my daughter said. She was like, "Let's get him a pink shirt." I'm like, "I don't know." That's so cute. I love it. I love how perceptive they are. And I love, like, I'm not going to even complain about my childhood, but I didn't grow up in a home where that was encouraged or looked at like amazing or beautiful. It was just like, what, you know? So I just think it's like so amazing to be able to have a generation of kids where some of us are able to point them in that direction and let them feel it, let them like feed into it, whatever they need, you know, instead of shying away. Because my work now is a lot to do with tapping back into that intuition that we've just shut down, that we don't trust anymore, that we, you know, turn away from and don't listen to, right? But we all have it, and we all have to be able to open up to that so we can do any of the healings that we need to do on ourselves. We have to be able to listen to our intuition. So I really find that there's like a big connection there, you know? I love it. Thank you for sharing.
Well, there is. And, you know, yeah. And essentially it's like, what do we have in terms of our deepest humanity if we don't have access to our intuition? Because intuition essentially helps us to connect to wisdom within ourselves. So when I break that down, that word, you know, to me it's like internal intuition, internal wisdom. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
And
thought about it like that, but absolutely.
Yeah. You know, what do we have without that? It's like, if we don't have the wisdom, then how do we connect to what is really human within us, what is really playing and loving and nurturing and, you know, deep and profound?
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. And I think people are searching for that, but they don't realize, like, they don't realize how deep it is. They don't realize how to get there. And that's what they need people like us for, because we really have to be able to help people along that path. Because once they can open up that in themselves, I mean, we could just change everything, right? Like, there's so much transformation that can happen. It's just a need. It's like we have to do that in this life. We have to be able to tap into that again and trust it and believe in it and, you know, rely on it even if we need to.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, because to me, it's a combination, to be honest. It's yeah, like, start to awaken that intuition, listen to it, but do your research at the same time. Yeah, so it's like, if you're, mainly because I've met people who say their, you know, their only focus is intuition, and essentially it's like, there's also things to understand and to research that your intuition doesn't necessarily give you, you know,
there's like knowledge component.
Because your intuition often works based on how much you understand as well about life, you know. So, you know, I remember I was speaking to this priest when I had separated from my ex-husband. I said to him, he asked me a question. He said, "Why did you marry this man?" And I said, "Well, it really felt like it was a deeply karmic relationship when I first met him." He was like, "Let me give you a little piece of advice. If you feel that, it's what I'm following with somebody in a lot of old energy," he's like, "be friends with them. Do not marry them."
Okay.
Right? And it's this thing of, it's like, it's such a simple thing, for example, that he did to me. Had I considered it at the time, I was supposed to go, "Oh, I feel this connection.
This is
essentially
it."
I made a very, very different choice. And that's what I'm saying is, it's in general, it's like, you know, our intuition is a lot about people and, you know, and it's kind of like, listen to the wisdom within you, but also research, you know, actually learn and understand things and be able to discern, because your intuition
does not earn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your intuition doesn't give you discernment. It just gives you a direction or a feeling or a connection or a wisdom until you really start to refine it. But when you marry understanding with discernment with intuition, that's when it becomes really interesting.
Yeah.
And with experiments,
I feel like, so when I first got married to my first husband, I got in a car accident. That's how I met him. And I was like, "Oh, it's meant to be." And then my dad told me something along that same line that I didn't get. I was too young to really, you know, I was like 19. So I didn't really understand a lot of things. But he said, "You can fall in love with anyone." And it was true. You could. You can allow yourself to fall in love with anyone. But that's just following maybe lust or maybe connection or maybe that whatever it could be, a karmic connection you can't explain, whatever. But the knowledge wasn't there, right? It was a bad choice. I make those sometimes. But yeah, I always remember because I'm like, now I have a daughter and I'm like, you know, you could fall in love with anyone. You gotta be really smart about it too.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I've had clients and students where, you know, at times I've kind of gone, you know, they've really struggled with a partner and I've gone, you know, "Can you tell me the history? Like, what made you connect to this person, made you attracted to this person in the first place?" And so often it is, you know, that they would give a compliment or they were nice. They were very complimentary, you know, because that's something they didn't get, or they didn't have a father who was present or mother who was loving. And so from this, you know, so they were getting attention. They were getting, you know, they fell in love with attention.
That's what happened to me. That's what it was. Because I'm middle of seven kids. So, you know, how much attention could you get, right? So I went after the first person who gave me that attention, and it wasn't real, you know, but he gave me something I didn't have already. And so it felt so, wow. Right. But not so good.
But then, you know, you start to learn, it's like, you know, it could be, "Oh, they're just giving me, you know, it's fun." Yeah. So it's kind of like, "Oh, you know, this is the fun thing," as opposed to, "Hey, but what are the consequences of this fun?" You know, and it is something that I've asked people, like even people who are older, you know, they are also looking for a connection, and often they find the connection, but they don't ask questions, and the questions, as a, you know, And he says, do you want children, even if somebody's older? And
gosh, yeah.
One person wants children, another one doesn't. And then
that's they feel like going,
yeah. It's your relationship. It ends in a really painful way eventually because, you know, you're not aligned. And the same as, you know, I have a lot of, you know, quite a few friends at the moment where they're kind of looking for a connection, partners, and they're saying stuff like, I don't mind being with somebody. I don't care about age. And I'm like, well, I get it, you know, because it's like, it's nice to just be general and to say, oh, but I'm like, there's also reality. I have been with men who are, you know, a little bit older, a lot older, you know, a bit younger. And I'm like, you have to, you know, a very similar age. And like, when there's a huge age difference, you're in a different cycle. You're in a completely different cycle of life. And, you know, while when they're going through one thing, you're just studying something else. You mentioned astrology, but astrologically, you know, they're kind of, they're in completion, you're in the beginning, you know, and it always feels like, you know, yeah. you're not in the same, in that alignment. And so, again, you start to learn the wisdom or you go, oh, I really don't care what culture they're in. It's like, well, you know, because I'm not, you know, prejudiced or I'm not this. And it's like, well, yeah, but
it's okay to be a little bit like for your own, for your own self. You're like,
yeah, well, the thing is like different cultures can be the complete opposites.
Yeah.
You know, the complete opposites. Like even with my partner the other day, we had this, you know, experience, and it was just like we went to my parents' house and my mom asked, oh, she's like, you know, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah. And she went, should I make food for you and, you know, and Matt, or just for you? Because she's like, I don't know if I have enough for both of you. And I was like, no, you have to do it for both of us, because that is the culture, you know, you know, that's what we do. And then him just sat there and he was like, I'm not hungry. And he's like, I thought that we're coming for 5 minutes. And you know, in his culture, where he's from, you have to ask somebody that food. Whereas in my culture, if you ask, you're rude.
Yes.
You know,
food,
like,
you know, food is very particular in every culture.
Yeah. You know, and I think we just sat there for a minute and I was like, and he's like, you know, you're trying to force me into something. And I'm like, no, we just have really different cultures, you know. And, you know, and then we laughed about it and we spoke about it. And he was like, yeah, you know, thought that you were being, you know, inconsiderate because you're kind of forcing me to, and I'm like, no, that's considerate, because like, you didn't ask me. And I'm like, yeah, because asking is rude, you know. It's like saying, in my culture, if you ask, you're basically saying, I'm asking because I really don't want to, I can't be bothered, even, you know, feeding you, so I'm asking so I can get out of it. It's not looked on really well. It's almost like, you know, when people, you know, have done that, you know, from this, the European culture that I come from, people are like, the other people from, you know, who come to visit you, they stare at you and they're kind of like, wow, you're so rude. You would, rather than offering, you would ask. That is, you know.
And you have to be open to being like, oh, okay. Is that how it works?
But it's that wisdom of like, where we need to understand, you know, the little, like, this is something so little, and, you know, have to understand it. But then there's so many big things culturally where, you know, the clash is inevitable. If you, especially if you're young and you're not really thinking it through and pain, and that's what I'm saying, and recovery from broken heart and pain is not easy, you know, which is why
You know what, too? It's not only is it not easy. I mean, it does happen. Obviously, I think time really does play into it sometimes, but every experience has layers of healing that has to be done. So you might have to circle back to it. You might have to circle back on a different level at a certain point. Like, we never know when that's coming. I mean, I think those cards would be awesome for that, because if you can find the one that you need that day, you know, it would really direct you in what you need to soften or what you need to focus on, right? Because yeah, it's, you never know. Like, I would say I'm very healed from my first relationship. Like, you know, I'm married now to my husband now almost 18 years, but you know, occasionally something will come up and I'll have to clear it and I'll have to, you know, move on, you know, but it's just funny. You think that it would be like this one process and then you're done, and it's not. It's just an ongoing thing. We always have to be able to heal something, right? Because there's always something there. It's a cycle. Well,
yeah. And and rather than even focusing on it, we just have to heal it. It's yeah. Almost like we're in a process of not only discovering, but with each year, ideally, we have a lot more wisdom. You know, like,
yeah, everything. That's true. And it'll unlock things. Like,
yeah, it'll unlock something that you couldn't unlock previously because you just didn't have the depth, you didn't have the understanding or the wisdom. And this is part of, you know, recycling, so to speak. It's like, you know, that's every 7 years is that you meet that experience again, in some way or form. But the idea is, I am, you know, wiser, stronger, more capable now to almost, you know, to penetrate into the depth of it, the truth of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love it. I love your cards. I love you. You were very creative in your descriptions. I love creative writing. I do that. I appreciate it more than like strategic and technical and stuff, but they're beautiful. I'm sure that I mean, did you just release them? You said like they're brand new.
Yeah. This one's like, I'm pretty sure it's like literally days of them coming out, and
that's yeah, exciting. I love it. Go ahead.
The most, I think even when you write creatively and you write from the heart, yeah, it's often the most vulnerable, you know, in writing, because essentially you're expressing what you've been through, where you're going, what you've learned, your wisdom. You know, I love reading historical fiction, and
Is it like Outlander historical fiction?
But more Outlander to me is not necessarily as historical. Well, it has some parts. Yeah, it has parts of it.
History in there. I'm counting it.
Yeah. There's like love where there's kings and queens and Ireland. Yeah, I've read quite a bit about England and Ireland and different European countries. And nice. I find like with characters, there's often, you know, a very strong feminine character and a sustaining in this. And there's often, you know, a lot of wisdom that also comes through the different ages, and it's in the creativity or the writers to do. And it's almost like you kind of sit there and you go, wow, let me really connect that to, you know, to where I am as a person or woman or man in my life, and, you know, and explore these qualities, you know, that come through. But yeah, it's, for me, I tend to balance, I read a lot of pretty intensive kind of mystery type knowledge and wisdom and books, and that are, you know, that require intense concentration.
Oh, okay. Does your mind just go? Do you always have thoughts going on in your head and stuff?
I just think, you know, you kind of to understand, to connect the pieces together of that, you know, deep sometimes, you know, wisdom of the past or the future that I'm really trying to get my head around. And how it's, you know, I like to have very profound understandings. Like, you know, my recent readings have been into understanding the 9 layers of the earth, and some is very, very scientific or very esoteric, where, yeah, you know, your mind goes, oh my God, how do I hold this piece of information and understand it? And, you know, and I've read it from different authors and their perspectives, connecting it and going, and then, you know, separating particular layers and what they are, and, you know, and kind of bringing every piece of information that I already know about it, and the kind of beings that live there, and impact us, and what is the impact right now, the impact that happened, you know, during the last 3 years, and how that was evolved, and how our thoughts are, you know, creating these certain layers and our morality or lack of it, and which layers. It was fascinating.
That,
you know, which, you know, and how lack of morality will create certain layers of the earth and then lead to hurricanes and lead to, you know, destruction in nature. You know, it was, it required intense kind of, like,
sounds like it.
Picking the pieces, concentrating, looking for other information, and even, yeah, like that, there was a lot of kind of spiritual, you know, almost religious type of information in there as well. It was intense, you know, like there was.
I mean, it sounds like I love stuff like that because my brain is always asking for more. And so I'm constantly like having to learn, like I always have something going, like my audiobook or a podcast or something. So I'm always like the same way where I'm like, oh, what else can I learn? You know, I feel like there's always something to learn. So I think that's awesome. It's very intense.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
I've literally, I think in the last 2 months, received over 150 books that I've ordered. My son actually said to me, he's like, yeah, he's like, how are you going to do it? Like, how many laptops? But to me, you know, it was one of them I have actually either read as before, or they're being an audiobook, or they're a continuation of something. Like, I probably have 20 books of karma and trying to understand it from all sorts of different perspectives. Okay, so, like, here's the karma section. Here's a section on evolution of the world. Here's a section on understanding higher beings. You know, so I'm going through this, yeah, same, which I was talking about, you know, quite a few of these topics in here of years and years of study. And so sometimes I'm, you know, I have these really, really, really intense spurts of trying to understand the spiritual world or what happens there or how things work there. And then I'm like, okay, I need a break. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I do that too. I do that too. And I'm like, nah, I feel like a murder mystery today.
But yeah, you know, because we do, like, we have to balance things. And, you know, and then coming back even to that kind of conversation with the, you know, with your friends or people who are going through, you know, particularly challenging experiences. It's like, what can you do that's creative? What can you do that is different? What can you do that's really stimulating to you that would allow you to embrace all sorts of different aspects and parts of yourself? I, you know, I just actually checked the time and we've been talking for quite a while.
Yeah, I know. Yes. And it's amazing. And I appreciate all that. And wow, I mean, I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful that you took the time took a lot of time to hang out with me and share so much about just you as well, because I I really appreciate everything you've done for everybody else that really needs your teachings and really needs your writings and your cards and your beautiful creativeness that you've given the world. So I super appreciate you. And I will let you know when I can get this up, but please send me all of your links so that we can make sure that anybody who listens to this that wants to purchase your heart cards or your books, that they'll be able to, because I'd love to send more people your way. Because I think it's just, I'm just so passionate about what you're passionate about. So, but thank you so much.
That would be amazing. And obviously my assistant can send out, and we've got I do regular master classes that are free as well.
I've never been to one because they're weird time for me, but I will definitely, because I think like the last one I saw was 7 p.m. LA time, which would be 10 p.m. my time. I'm likely to understand what's happening.
Right. It would be 10 o'clock. The same time we started today is when it usually starts.
Oh, so you do 10 a.m. I'm going to get good at this. So that's 8 p.m. my time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check.
Where are you based?
I'm Florida. I'm in Tampa, Florida. Okay. Yeah. I'm like as far as I can be. Almost.
Yeah. Florida, you hadn't been better.
For sure. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I just thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I need a heart card for this.
Yeah, but it sounds good. And yeah, we'll send you the details. And the next one's going to be soon, in a couple of weeks.
Okay. And I'll check too, because people can follow you on Facebook. That's where I follow you. So I see a lot of
Facebook and
posts. Yeah. So you usually do put your master classes there as well. So people can just follow you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. A beautiful day for you. All right. Bye.
I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.